complexity can be a great defense. That's what the National Institute of Standards and Technology senior fellow Ron Ross argued at a forum about lowering the cost of government through technology.
I want to suggest that one of the strategies going forward is to try to manage complexity, reduce complexity, and through things like cloud computing or data center consolidation, reducing complexity will give us opportunities to understand how to deploy our safeguards and countermeasures in the best way possible.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp catching up with Ron Ross at that conference, and she's here now to talk about what she learned there. This is the KISS strategy. Keep it simple, stupid is what he's talking about, isn't it? Why does he think that is so critical when it comes to cybersecurity, especially to do it with less money?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, complexity is harder to secure. There's a lot of places where things can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also expensive when you're talking about something big. So Ross says, you know, he used the analogy of a car, and these are my terms, not his, but rather than trying to sort of pimp your ride mm-hmm. and outfit an old car to make it do what you want,
right.
Take a step back, look at that auto. Think about, okay, what do I really need if I'm going to go start from the ground up?
Mm-hmm.
And then work with that.
Mm-hmm.
So his advice was to think about enterprise architecture. And he says agencies need to do enterprise architecture on steroids.
But enterprise architecture allows you to do some very important things. You can standardize, you can optimize, and you consolidate, which in essence means you can get a leaner and meaner IT infrastructure. That means a lot to us on the security side. We now have a better understanding of how things are put together, and we can defend the enterprise with the right amount of stuff at the right time. And that's going to really impact on cost. We don't have unlimited dollars to throw at security. Security is a critical part of mission success today.
So just going back to what he was saying earlier about cloud computing and data center consolidation, when you're sort of standardizing, you're bringing everything together, that just makes it simpler, and there are fewer places where things can go wrong. Mm-hmm. People can hone in their resources on those places.
Now, NIST's main goal is to put out publications for the agencies to refer to. What are they working on in this area?
Well, directly speaking to enterprise architecture, Ross says early next year, NIST is going to come up with something called the Systems and Security Guidelines, which seems to be very much in place with what he was saying. But first, NIST is publishing late next month, so they think late September, a draft risk assessment guideline, and that's supposed to help organizations make these sort of day-to-day decisions about how to evaluate the dangers and how to react to them. And Ross says agencies can really try to save money by making smarter choices.
This is going to be a great guideline to help organizations figure out, in addition to the basic controls that I deploy, what additional things should I be looking at with regard to the current threats that I'm seeing from a threat report or a threat assessment that I might do. That's the kind of targeted deployment of controls that we need. So we only deploy controls where we see a threat, we have a vulnerability, and there's the possibility or likelihood that that threat could actually exploit the vulnerability to bring down a critical mission or impede your organizational operations in some way. That's working smart as opposed to just working with the one size fits all.
And again, Ross was speaking at a forum about lowering the cost of government through technology. Security controls cost money. So, you know, basing your decisions on risk are very important in this time of budget cuts.
Right. They are constantly updating these publications because of the nature of the threats changing and trying to stay up to date on that. What will be in what they're coming out with, the security control catalog?
Well, Ross gave me a little bit of a preview. Interestingly, as much as the focus on technology, they say let's not forget people mm-hmm. are a big part of the security problem. And he says the revised catalog is going to address insider threats like what we saw with the big WikiLeaks scandal.
There's going to be a lot of new guidance and controls that organizations can choose from to manage insider threats that they might be up against. We also have supply chain, new controls for supply chain. We have a lot of supply chain issues now because we have lots of products coming into organizations produced in different places, and there's some risk attached to some of those types of situations. We have new controls for things like web application security, which is a big issue today with our federal agency.
Now, that's Ross in answer to one of my questions, but what he said in his speech, and I thought was interesting, he also was mentioning the computer worm Stuxnet, which targeted the nuclear facilities in Iran last year. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be addressed in this catalog, as well as other threats that could pose big problems for major infrastructure in this country.